Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I do wonder, to a certain extent, did she realize that this was going to be the consequence to encouraging this type of behavior? I don't know. I mean, I'm just my conjecture on obviously some of the statements that she's made publicly, not the brightest in many cases of what you should and shouldn't do for your own best interest. But that's my conjecture. So I wouldn't be surprised somewhat if initially she didn't think that there were going to be consequences for this. But I would think as you go down this road a couple years, you start to see, and everybody's calling out saying, hey, this is not okay. You can't be doing this. And then to continue on with it, would that be, I mean, would the pattern of behavior really show what it is? Like once, look, there's no sensible reason why you wouldn't know this would be intimidation, but you kept on doing it. Is that the bar that needs to be crossed to kind of show that there is some consciousness of guilt in this sort of a play?
Tony, the pattern of conduct is a very important consideration and one way to prove what's going on inside someone's head. Like you said, when this was initially happening, maybe Karen Reed wasn't on board with in witness intimidation, that kind of thing. But as she's seeing it play out repeatedly over the course of weeks and months with multiple different witnesses coming forward saying they felt intimidated, and then she continues in her course of action, which is providing this information, including allegedly witness addresses and locations, there it starts to show to a reasonable person, common sense would dictate, hey, she knew what was happening and she kept doing it anyway. Doesn't that mean that she at least has knowledge of what the likely outcome is, which is witness intimidation? And if she has such knowledge, that can get you over the hump in terms of filing charges.
Would this be something that would play out after the trial?
I would think that the prosecutor strategically would want to do it before because it adds to just this sort of appearance of guilt. Someone who is doing some sort of, in some people's eyes, dastardly maneuvers to try and avoid being held responsible criminally. And so it would seem like the prosecution would want to get that in front of the jury for this trial as opposed to trying to do something after the fact.
Just in front of the jury, though, but I'm talking about new charges, about, you know, new case, basically, where, and it's not the murder, it's like in witness intimidation, whether she's found innocent or guilty or not on the murder charges, not even talking about that anymore. It's would these new charges, would this stop the murder case? Would this, let's say she gets charged this week, just in theory, on this, and they're picking a jury right now. Could that nullify the whole thing? Almost like Donna Adelson, they were picking the jury, and then suddenly, oh, this other hiccup comes out, and now everything's stopped. Could that play out this week because of this sort of alleged behavior?
Any such new charges would be a massive development and would likely result in a continuance of this new trial, because both sides would want to regroup, evaluate what is being alleged, what the exposure is for the defendant, and what it could look like for her future, how it might impact trial strategy, how it might impact witnesses who need to be called. So yes, it could blow the entire thing up, and we could be seeing this for years longer instead of just months longer.
My God. Oh, I got so many more questions on this. Let me ask you this. Why did the judge exclude the communications between the blogger and his lawyers? There was some pretty dark stuff on there that really, you know, showed a lot of, you know, rah, rah. That was great. You know, when we get to court, don't mind if we, you know, don't be offended if we don't shake your hand, because we want to show that we're separated. I mean, those are pretty damning statements that were in some of those documents. Why is that not getting into trial, or could it still get in there?
I think it could still. I think there are two significant legal considerations with respect to that. One is that there's something called a work product doctrine. What that basically says is that an attorney, while preparing for trial, can have communications that aren't necessarily with a witness, that aren't necessarily discoverable, that shouldn't go to the jury. It's kind of like saying, hey, lawyer, you get to sort of do your thing in terms of working your case up, getting ready for trial. And that is private to a degree. There are also hearsay considerations, because the lawyer is not a party, and getting the lawyer statements into court without calling the lawyer as a witness under hearsay rules is problematic. That being said, and then on top of that, the lawyer's statements aren't always attributable to the defendant. What the judge might be thinking is that it's the defendant on trial, the defendant's state of mind, the defendant's statements. The lawyer's statements are not necessarily attributable to Karen Reed.
That makes sense. Okay, that's explained a little bit better on that. So that I get that. Why did her attorneys allow her to dig this hole, I guess is the question. Why go on to this documentary, allow her to say these things out loud? Or were they just, do you think they were completely blindsided too? And she just went off the rails. I would think you'd prep her a little bit for what you can and can't say, or have some sort of clause with this documentary where the attorneys can have some sort of final say on what you're allowed to publish and what you're not. What the hell happened here?
Yeah, some clause, or what about just sitting next to her?
Yeah,
next
well, to there, client, there's a scene where they are. There is a scene where they are, where I think it's Yannetti that's back in the background, and it's a really powerful one, too, and she's sitting there. I forget what scene it was, but she's saying some pretty horrible things about this connection, and he's just kind of back there working on stuff. I'm like, your client, well, they're melting in front of you.
Yeah. And let me say that I really do have a lot of respect for the defense team as attorneys. I think generally speaking, Yannetti and Jackson are really exceptional attorneys, but every attorney makes missteps. I think agreeing to this documentary in and of itself is a perilous prospect, because even if you're sitting next to your client and you might not want her to answer, well, the cameras are on. And if you intervene, does that show some kind of inference of guilt to the viewer that you didn't want your client to answer that? So you're in a difficult dilemma there. The other option is letting your client just go and say whatever. That is also problematic. Karen Reed, at times in the documentary, came off as callous and detached. And I think that it didn't do her any favors. Her legal team maybe should have considered a different call on that.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly, the documentary does not make her a murderer, but oh my God. I mean, if you're just to be a human being and judging another's personality, going, is this a good person? Is this someone that like has empathy for others? And here's what I want to throw this at you too. Because I hear it a lot in comments and such of, well, look, she's being charged with murder of someone that she didn't kill. So if they're assuming she didn't kill him, or and it was, you know, an accident, which I think it was an accident. If it even happened, I think they're gonna have a hard time even proving that there was the vehicle strike. But again, if you're on the idea that she did not have anything to do with it, and they were railroading her, and that they were, you know, just going to get her on this no matter what, which I get, that would be horrible if you felt that way. And judging by the history of these departments and the issues that they have, it's not that crazy of an idea. But to the extent as to which you can go with this, it's kind of shocking that this all has played out the way that it has, and that it's been allowed to go that way.
Yeah. And when you look at sort of Karen Reed's demeanor, some of her statements in this documentary, look, as an attorney, one thing you want to do is you want to be protecting your client. And part of that is protecting the narrative, especially in a publicized case. You want to have some control over that. When you cede control to a non-lawyer client who's going through probably the most distressing time of her life. She lost her partner, and then she's being accused of killing him when she said she didn't do it. That could result in her saying some things that are off color, that are not helpful, misstating something. And so it's really a scary endeavor to allow a client free rein to just do whatever they want under those circumstances. And I think that you're bound to encounter some pitfalls and some problems for the trial coming up.
Yeah, because I mean, I just see so much of, well, if you were in that situation, wouldn't you? No, I wouldn't do that because I don't want to be charged with a crime over here. Like it's just because you think you were wronged, and maybe she was. That's what the trial is for. That's what the whole damn thing is about, to figure out innocence or guilt. If she was overcharged, then, you know, hopefully then they'll find her not guilty on those areas. But then to dig this hole, and then justify digging the hole with all of this nonsense and all of this harassment that has gone on to innocent people. Again, it's Lord of the Flies at a certain point, where we're going to determine who's guilty and who's not, the public, that being, and we're just going to handle this, you know, with pitchforks and flames is what it kind of seems like. Karen seems to believe is a form of justice, or appropriate form of justice, by even her own words in that documentary, just so to speak.
Totally. And on the defense side, you can overplay your hand. You can lay it on a little too thick. You know, defense wants the narrative of, oh, poor, now single Karen Reed is being railroaded, and have sympathy for her. She doesn't deserve this. This is totally unfair to her. But then when you start laying on too thick and you start to demonize the other side and engage in allegedly shady tactics to do so, including possible witness intimidation, that kind of thing, then you're not the good guy anymore. You start to look like the bad guy. And when we're talking about a death case at a criminal trial, the defendant doesn't want to look like the bad guy.
No, even if they think they're doing the right thing, if they think that they're being accused wrongly, okay, I get you're angry, but you can't go commit other crimes to justify you're being accused of something over here. You got to handle that correctly. It's a total mess. And at the end of the day, it seems like a lot of the bad acts that have played out after the fact of John O'Keefe's death are becoming the bigger story here in this. Again, I mean, I didn't think we could dig any deeper where this is going to get more crazy, but my God, what do you think we're going to see come out in the trial that we haven't seen come out yet?
You know, I think that the prosecution is having their evidence team go through this documentary with a fine-tooth comb, clipping all of the statements from Karen Reed the prosecution thinks are incriminating. And I think there's going to be a litany of those statements that could be used, because what happens is these statements are now what are called admissions by a party opponent. Karen Reed is a party. And so the prosecution can use any statement she's made that's relevant and complies with the other rules against her. And she has just given them a number of gifts in that documentary.
It's crazy. This was, I felt the first trial was so much about character than it was the actual crime. And I think she was able to lean on that a bit. She had somewhat of a likability factor. She had spoken a bit too much and enough people had been turned away. But this, like, she's right down there in the dumps, just as close to Proctor, it feels, in terms of what you're saying out loud. Again, not necessarily criminal things you're saying out loud, but if you're being judged on character here as well, which you are in a trial, whether you like it or not, The any sort of likability factor seems to no longer exist. And I'm thinking that will probably play a role in the jury's mind this round. Maybe not to convict her of murder, but I don't know about the other ones. I mean, look at Murdaugh. I mean, I think the scales in that one were tipped because of character, because of what we saw with the financial things. The lack of empathy that we've seemed to have seen here in her, in that doc, for people who lost their son, people who are not out there even remotely involved in anything that would be considered shady or questionable, and to be so dark to those people and then deny it, and then deny that they're not encouraging people to harass this family and boo them as they walk in when it's right there on tape. That's the contradictions are mind blowing here.
Yeah, and I think you're right that if the first trial was about Karen Reed's good character, the second trial could be about Karen Reed's bad character. Yeah. And like you said, there's certainly a prohibition on the jury can't convict someone because they don't like them or they think they're a bad person. But on the other hand, those are human beings in there. Yeah. They're going to perceive information about who this individual is. And that information is not going to be somehow compartmentalized outside of their brain when they're determining guilt or innocence.
No, it is not at all. What I think originally many of us thought was just going to be a repeat. This is a whole new trial. This is completely, this is going to be a whole new show.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.